ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Muslim Family. This program is being broadcasted to you from the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Call of Islam radio station.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of the Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program Muslim Family. Once again, we are with the expert of our program, Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli. He holds an MA degree in developmental psychology and a PhD in culture and values in education from McGill University in Canada. He has had more than 12 years experience in counseling specifically regarding family issues. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I need also to express my happiness in order to be present in this very important informing program at your service.
Thank you very much. And my dear friends, this is Fatemeh Shamili speaking to you. If you were following the program from last time, dear listeners, we talked about the necessity of marriage, the philosophy behind it, the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders man and woman to get married. Dr. Shamli was talking about mawaddat and rahmah, which has been mentioned in the Quran as well. And I had to cut him off because we were short of time. And he promised that he'll be talking about it in next program, which is today. So, Dr. Shamli, first of all, you asked me, is mawaddat and rahmah the same? Do they have the same meaning? And I said, possibly yes, because they're Arabic words and it's a very, very big and expanded language, so it's possible. So you can answer your question yourself today. Are the two words the same, mawaddat and rahma?
No, they're not the same. They're not synonym. And they are located in this very important verse, 21st of chapter Rum, providing very important information with regard to emotional foundations of family in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And according to what Quran interpreters, particularly Allama Tabatabai Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayh, they believe that love and compassion, I mean mawadda and rahma, are different.
Mm-hmm.
One is for the beginning and the other for the maintenance of the family. If I want just to put together the whole concept, love is the starter.
Mm-hmm.
When you go for a
meal, that's right.
For a meal at the beginning, in a very huge, good restaurant, at the beginning they provide you starters.
Yeah. Okay?
So love is the starter for the establishment of family.
Mm-hmm.
Although naturally and normally male and female tend to come together, okay? But love after the marriage contract is the
basic
beginning,
requirement.
Is the base, is the very foundation of family establishment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a new type of loving, a new type of attachment. They will be intermingled,
mm-hmm.
male and female, within the family in a way that they will be prepared for sacrifice. Not only just collaboration could be for all types of co-workers, colleagues, in every, workplace. But this type of collaboration which begins between men and women, between wives and husbands, is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Exactly like your creation, the love will be created.
So are you saying that in non-Muslim marriages, this love does not exist? Or this compassion, as you said, does not exist?
It's a very strong word. Sorry, I can't say that they don't have love. Okay? But this love is not remaining. It's breakable. It's fragile. Why? Because the basement is not holy. Does not carry something related to Allah.
It is holy in their own way. Like a couple who have their marriage in a church, a Christian couple, it is holy in their way. They have like their own marriage sermon. They have their own vows of love.
To be fair enough, just about one month ago, I went to Italy, mm-hmm. in Rome. And I had a friend of mine. We went just to go
around
here and there, surroundings. Okay. And he told me in Rome, among the Western countries, mm-hmm. family establishment is stronger than other Western countries in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? He said, because still there are two types of marriage. Casual marriage, that you come together by your agreement. Okay? And you go to municipality.
Right.
You don't go to church.
It's a civil document.
Exactly. He said you go to municipality of the town that uh-huh. you live, but you have
you register your marriage.
But you have another type of marriage that you go to the church. I believe that when we talk about the holiness of the family, we are not talking just about Muslim family. If really you are a true Christian, true Jewish, okay, you go in a type of religious institution to show your commitment, to register your commitment. It's love. It's religious love. It's mm-hmm. divine love. So when I talk about divine love, I'm not just excluding all other religions
mm-hmm.
that you mentioned. Oh, look, in other religion, in other cultures, if you have, this is from this type, not from the type that you go to municipality for the registration. So to my understanding, whether in Islamic institution, that you go, you ask a clergy or a kind of Islamologist,
scholar.
Or you go to church, or you go to any temple, religious institute, it's a type of divine love.
Mm-hmm.
So according to interpreters, couples come together with love. But they become elderly.
Mm-hmm.
They become old.
This is when rahmah comes in between.
And they will have some deficiencies. At the beginning, the thing that brings these two together is what? Is attraction.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose attraction, what will keep you attached together? This is compassion.
Right.
So compassion is kind of maintenance,
mm-hmm.
maintaining element. And love is the starter and the beginning. This is first. The second difference between love and compassion, mawadda and rahma, is mawadda is among the elderly, is the matured human being.
Mm-hmm.
Between adults. Mawadda is located between adults. But among children is not love, it's compassion.
You mean like parent-children relationship or children-parent relationship?
No. Just children among themselves. Two children are playing together. They play. They come together. Have you seen that they have connected to one another? These types of connection, attachment, is not love. It's compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And compassion is emotional aspect. Affection, emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But love is a very holy.
And it's pure element. Because if you want to link it to children's, children usually don't have hard feelings for each other for a long time.
Yeah.
They start crying now and two
exactly.
minutes later they're...
And
okay,
the Quran interpreters, provide this explanation at the end. They say the very difference between love and compassion, mawadda and rahma, is that Mawadda is mutual. Wherever, whether between wife and husband or male and female, is mutual. Love cannot be formed except among the two sides.
Right.
It's mutual. But compassion is not mutual. Most of the time, compassion is sacrifice. The thing that mother put herself, put her life, just to train, to bring up her kids, her children. This is nothing but compassion. So compassion is giving, but love is give and take.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shamli, you know, sometimes when I talk to my friends about this idea of love, they say that as soon as the marriage sermon is recited, you have this flow of love in your heart regarding that person. Personally, I wouldn't really accept that kind of saying, because I don't think love is a matter of a moment, you know, that when you say yes, like, to the person, and when the marriage is zawajt o muwakilati, whatever, and then you suddenly fall in love. I really can't, I mean, it's not logical for me. Does that have an Islamic explanation?
Exactly. In many of the narrations, both from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from other infallible imams, it is narrated that love is the very core. Why? Because all other sacrifice and hardships that couples will have in their future life, okay, could just put these two together,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, keep, maintain these two together because of that love. If that love is not solid...
No, but I'm talking about the momentary, like the momentarily aspect of it. Do you think that as soon as the marriage sermon is recited, this love just rushes into your heart? Or is it a personal experience of some specific people?
To my understanding, it's a shower. I don't know. I'm not sure. But to my understanding, love in marriage as a type of divine gift is a shower. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower the couple with a new types of feelings.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about this love and compassion that you were talking about, of course, when we see, like, when we're living in the society, the woman sees many men more attractive physically than her own husband, and the man obviously sees a lot of women who are more attractive than his wife.
Yeah.
But what keeps these two together and what makes them love each other more by the day is the fact that there's more to love than just physical attraction. There's that mawadda, and then there's that rahma, that you feel compassionate towards that person. We have just two more minutes, and something came to my mind, and I wanted to ask you to talk about it a little. I personally see marriage as a great source of spiritual perfection, because, like, let's say a person is a little... not observant of regularly doing the morning prayers, okay? When you get married, you have someone to wake you up, just like when you have a roommate, like they set the clock and then you have to wake up. Or like when they stand up for prime time prayer, you're also encouraged to stand up, because he or she is not there to talk to you. So you're going to also be encouraged. So little by little, this kind of marriage is a source of religious or spiritual perfection in the couple.
Yeah. You know, just not to forget to answer this question, I came across a very important verse in the Holy Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of love. I believe that the very core of love in marriage,
mm-hmm.
is faith, is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَأَمَّةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ. Keep in mind that your couple is much, much better than the one that you came across by sudden, and you feel that she is more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَأَمَّةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ. Verily, the couple who is faithful is, mm-hmm. much, much better for you, for your goodness, than mushrikatin, the one who is polytheist, who does not believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu,
right.
wa ta'ala. So, This is the real meaning of love, as you said. Mm-hmm. Love is not just emotional, affectional aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's something which is based on faith mm-hmm. and belief in Allah.
I think this would go to the selection of spouses, which we will, inshallah, deal with in another program.
Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the program Muslim Family. We're with Dr. Sham Ali, and we're discussing the necessity of marriage in Islam. And also, we are going to refer to a very queer concept which has recently entered the Western way of life. Dr. Sham Ali, in the first part of the program, I asked you a question, and it was delayed to this part. I was saying that a marriage can also be regarded or viewed as a source of spiritual perfection. And I gave some examples like your husband or your wife waking you up for morning prayers, encouraging you to do the prime time prayers. Do you have anything complementary to what I said?
Yeah. To me, you raise a very important aspect for the necessity and philosophy of family formation. I believe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in chapter, the time, wal-asr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر. I swear to the age, to the age. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Verily, human beings are losers. إلا الذين آمنوا. Except those who believe. Except those who are faithful. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات and are the good doers. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. This is the point that you raised.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will be the loser at the end of the time,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. You will be the loser except when you have the culture of responsibility and care.
Mm-hmm.
Culture of responsibility and care. One of the requirements, one of the requirements for culture of responsibility and care is what? Is mutual advice. And mutual advice could be committed, could be performed within the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wife and husband,
they are the
are attached
source.
Emotionally, they are attached. They feel responsibility with regard to the partner. Mm-hmm. They are not careless. They are not indifferent. Whatever you have as good, you want to improve it in your partner.
And you
whatever you have as bad and evil, you want to eradicate it from your partner.
Now I think it's the time to talk about an issue which, though surprising to some, is being actually practiced. We were talking about the substitutes of marriage in this part of the program in the past few weeks. We talked about cohabitation, homosexuality, commune life, and today we're going to talk about man-animal relationship, which actually I think a few months ago I was checking my emails and I came across this email in which a guy from Australia, if I'm not wrong, was legally married to his dog. And he was saying that I can't live without my dog and she's the love of my life. And just like what we said about homosexuality, that it was weird and awkward at some time in history that, oh my God, homosexuals, ew. Or like, oh my God, animal man. That's the homosexual thing is a little more accepted, unfortunately. But this animal man relationship, that is also being carried out. Why? What would you give the reason? And why would you think it's so much hated in Islam?
It's clear. As you mentioned, it's about 1 week ago, I was just watching TV in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stations, I don't remember, maybe station number 3.
Mm-hmm.
They were just broadcasting one very amazing, surprising story from France.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple who could not come up with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, instead of going to a baby center...
To adopt a child.
To adopt a, you know, human kid, okay? They went and adopted a monkey, exactly as the kid. And they registered to inherit them, in order to be able to inherit them financially. With regard to all laws and rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing more than distancing from human nature. When we distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the divine teachings, from revelation, and we wanted to be independent, to manipulate our life as we wish.
Right.
This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one that has taken his or her wishes as
ego,
as the god?
Mm.
Worship what? Your wishes. Why do you do this? Because I like it. Because I prefer it. You know, distance from human nature and distance from divinity, distance from revelation, distance from creator brings you to the point that everything, you know, values and anti-values will be replaced.
Yes.
Whatever was anti-values become a very pure value. And whatever was value become this value to you.
I wanted to point to something here. I was talking to a friend and he was saying that in the past times, like a few decades ago, pornography films were not like the ones we see today. It was like, for example, a lady showing a little bit of her feet.
Yeah.
That was like pornography to the people, okay? And now nudity is like, you can go to the nude beaches, you know, it's not even pornography. You can walk beside the beaches absolutely naked. And I think, you know, there's again a strategy behind it. When a lady is more attractive, in the nature of every man and woman, a man likes to fight for what he wants to get. He doesn't like an easy pick, you know. He wants someone that he has to fight for, and that's more sweet,
exactly,
to him, you know, than,
yeah,
someone who's cheap, you know, just to be with.
Yeah.
So when a man can easily have his hands on a woman, or when a woman is so nakedly displayed on TV, on billboards, on poster cards, on shampoos, on gums, on plastic bags, then that woman is not attractive anymore. So that man would refer to a dog or would refer to a person of his own sex, because not by nature he wants something that he can't get or it's hard for him to get. So when the woman is so available, maybe physically he will reach that sort of climax, but
you know,
that
psychologically it's a fact.
Yeah,
it's a fact. Why? Because in Islam,
mm-hmm,
in according to Islamic teachings, we have the point that be very careful, men and women, males and females, be very careful that adultery is not just adultery by sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final point.
Right.
But before that, you have different types of other adultery. Adultery by your eyes. Adultery by your
ears.
Adultery by your hands. You know, all organs could have their own adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just open the gate and we just encourage nakedness as a culture, as a value, then at the end of the day, you know, encouragement for sexual intercourse become low and low. Why?
Yes.
Because male and female has already met their needs.
That's why the line of, you know, feeling sexually attracted to a woman has increased
so
much.
And the very philosophy of producing pornographical,
yes,
films is nothing than this. Because they're not encouraged. They're not motivated anymore.
Mm.
Enough is enough. They have met all gaps. So nothing remained. Just to provide you a very warning point, I believe that we Muslim families are at risk.
Risk, yes.
You know, I told you that on 1995, I came across a very interesting article. An American author has written an article.
Mm-hmm.
United States, a nation at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And he provided some aspects of culture and values shifts. I believe that nowadays, if we are not careful enough, if we do not pay attention enough, if we do not invest educationally,
right,
particularly in terms of Islamic teachings, it is not long time that we will be a nation at risk, and we will fall at the same risk and danger.
Mm-hmm. I want to wrap up the program with a message, an applicable message, okay? I would have a suggestion, and I would ask you to add to my suggestion. I would suggest that my understanding as a listener to these four concepts that we discussed as the replacements for marriage, and they're really strong. Their driving force is very strong.
Reality.
That you're living in the West, and you see like all the people around you doing it. Why not you? Why don't you just try it, okay? I think the best practical solution for men and women is that, according to the verse of the Quran, men hold their eyes and women cover their bodies. Because when you're walking in the street, obviously there are going to be many, many, many more attractive people than the one you're living with. And that's in terms of physics, you know. It's just like you're walking beside a garden and you see all these flowers and they're beautiful and they smell so nice. But you want to pick it and smell it, and then you're going to throw it away. And it's going to die. That flower is going to die. It's never going to be everlasting. So, my brothers and sisters, no matter how much you look at the non-mahrams, there will be attractions out there. The best solution is that you keep your eyes safe. Not that you don't look at other people you're talking to, but you control your nafs, you control your ego from the orderings that it gives you. Hey, look, she's so pretty. Hey, look at this man, he's so attractive. And for women to really protect themselves, because first of all, they'll be doing a big favor to their own life, that their husbands will see that, oh, my wife is so modest and I should also be modest. Second of all, I really believe in the fact that if you, by means of your own attractions, ruin someone else's life, if you show to be very attractive to someone else's husband, definitely there will be another woman out there who will be more attractive to you than your husband. So for the sake of Allah and for the sake of our religion, and as you say, for yourself, we have to learn to manage our lives, to manage our egos, and control ourselves.
Yeah, self-control from both sides.
Sides, yes.
Men and women, males and females.
Okay.
It's the very solution
for these problems.
To take care of the family solidarity. Because we have to keep in mind, that we are human beings with the wishes and drives.
Mm.
And if we do not have self-control, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in several verses in the Quran, reveals in form of taqwa.
Piety.
Piety is God-centered self-control.
Thank you very much,
women,
Dr. Shamil.
As you mentioned, and from men's side,
thank you so much. Inshallah, we will all be couples who will be the best companions in the way of worshipping Allah. We hope you all are spending the best days of your lives. You're having more happier days ahead of you. Thank you for listening to this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim, through the guidance of Islam, that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.